usually scoffed at, the illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in medicine. Of course, Russell is a retired neurosurgeon. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. We've been friends, I guess, going back over 30 years. The American Associations of Physicians and Surgeons meetings, we met there on a regular basis. And Russell certainly writes a newsletter, and if you don't take that newsletter, you should. I take it. I pay for it every year, and I think it's one of the finest things we have. But there's so much in medicine that, well, I never learned in medical school. And the average doctor doesn't learn in medical school. And he certainly doesn't learn it at the meetings he attends, because I attend meetings every week. And so there's so much about nutrition and about just general health products that the average doctor doesn't know. And you need to get that information yourself. And you need to help educate your doctor, because, of course, I personally believe there's an organized effort on the part of certain people within organized medicine and within the pharmaceutical industry that want, of course, withhold information that would be helpful for your health. And with that as the background, Russell, thanks very much for being with us. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Thank you, Stan. I thought we'd talk a little bit about chronic fatigue syndrome, and we can go from there to some of the other new things that are in the medical field.
Okay, fine. I think that's so vitally important, because we have probably several million people out there with chronic fatigue, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor really, there's nothing to see. Most of the lab tests are negative, and suddenly the doctor usually tells the patient it's all in his head, and the patient goes from doctor to doctor getting increasingly discouraged. And so why don't you just pick up the story?
Well, that's unfortunately the same scenario we hear with a whole lot of these newer disorders that cause a whole constellation of symptoms. As you and I know, when you have things that are well-defined, it's easy to diagnose, and that's what physicians like to deal with that are seeing a lot of patients. They like things that fit in a category. Well, people began to show up with an unusual syndrome, and they're muscles were aching, and they were easily fatigued. And before, they were very energetic people, and suddenly they had difficulty getting out of bed, getting through the day. They slept all through the day, off and on, and fitful sleep at night. They had memory difficulty, anxiety, depression. There's all these symptoms that when the doctor first heard them or began to hear them, they thought, well, that just doesn't fit anything, so it must be that these people are under stress and probably depressed. And so they were pretty much treated that way. And a lot of these people were very well-educated professionals, and they just made the assumption, as it happens so often, that this is just a psychological disorder. It's taken over 20 years to finally convince orthodox medical doctors that, in fact, this is a significant syndrome, that these people have something quite significant wrong with them. And now it's classified as a myalgia encephalopathy, encephalomyelitis syndrome. And that is a chronic inflammation that's occurring throughout the body and in the brain that seems to be causing this.
And I think it's important to recognize the fact that, when I was going to medical school, we didn't have that. And I don't think it existed, or if it existed, it was very, very rare. Really wasn't until about 1980, a little after that, that we really began to see this syndrome appearing. And, of course, it became increasingly prevalent since that time. We've got several million people afflicted with this. And, well, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds by more than 60% annually.
There is little
in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without about another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell was saying suddenly that initially, why, of course, you couldn't see anything with the people, but people began to evaluate people with these new complaints that were so much more prevalent that they noticed that the C-reactive proteins and the cytokines were elevated. Something was going on. They weren't quite sure what it was. Then, of course, they noticed certainly that if they evaluated their brains, they got CT scans and other things. They didn't seem to be, they were losing certainly bulk, and then it became very obvious that this was a real clinical entity, that these people had chronic inflammation, and whether it was related to suddenly exposure to a chronic viral infections or some other type of infection, or whether it was related to exposure to vaccines, because all of these people had had vaccines, why something had turned on their immune system, and then the immune system didn't turn off. Ordinarily, when you get an infection, why, of course, your immune system turns on, your body takes care of the infection, and then the immune system turns off. But in these people, the immune system didn't turn off, and it was constantly working. And as a result, of course, the body, the whole structure of the body began to degenerate. But go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, that's a very, very good summary.
Well, I was just repeating what you said for our listeners, just so we go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent summary you did there, because that's what we're saying. It's this normal system we have of shutting off the immune system when the virus is gone, doesn't turn off. Now, there's certain chemicals and receptors on immune cells that interact, and that's what the switching off mechanism. So that seems to be abnormal. Now, we can understand sort of how the natural infections might do this, if there's some abnormality in their immune system to begin with, and so when they get this infection, they're no longer able to shut down that inflammatory reaction. Now, when you get the flu, one of the things, as I said, you notice is you become very fatigued, you can become irritable, you You don't want to interact with people. You just sort of kind of want to be left alone. You can become very depressed. You have difficulty remembering things. All of these things are characteristic. We call that sickness behavior because it's affecting the brain. And what we've learned is that when the systemic immune system, that is in your body, is activated, it very quickly activates the immune system of the brain. The brain has its own separate immune system. The primary cell of that immune system is called a microglia. And this cell becomes activated very quickly, and it starts pouring out these same sort of inflammatory chemicals in the brain. But in the brain, it also activates glutamate receptors, and that triggers what we call excitotoxicity. I coined a term to describe this in the medical literature called immunoexcitotoxicity because of this connection between inflammation and the excitotoxicity. And what this has been shown to do is produce depression, anxiety, the very things that we're seeing, and states of fatigue. So this brain-body immune system interaction seems to be the central mechanism that's operating this syndrome. And because the brain's immune system cannot shut off either, the brain remains chronically inflamed, sort of a low-grade inflammation for very long periods of time. The trick of stopping this is something that we're in search of. How do you stop this? How do you switch the immune system off and turn on the anti-inflammatory system? Because when you get over a viral illness, you not only are shutting off the inflammation, but you're turning on an anti-inflammatory response so it can help repair the damage that the immune system did. So we need to understand how can you turn that on. Now, that explains the natural infections, but what about vaccines? Well, when you have a vaccine, it's not the same sort of immune reaction you see with a natural infection. It's the completely abnormal reaction. When you're infected with a normal virus, for instance, most of it goes through your respiratory tract, your nasal mucosa, or through your GI tract. That's the entrance of most infectious organisms. When you give a vaccine, you're injecting it directly in the muscle. That's a very abnormal way to get these infectious antigens in the body. And you're combining it with a very powerful immune stimulant called an adjuvant. That adjuvant makes your immune system react very intensely. And in these people, it activates the immune system in such a state that it can't shut off. So even with an ordinary vaccine, we find the immune system is activated for as long as a year to 2 years. In these people, it can occur for even a decade of activation. So you can see that once you cause this chronic activation of the immune system with a vaccine, you're going to get the very same type of reaction and the same symptoms, that is intense fatigue, depression, anxiety. It's the same thing we're seeing with chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, there's a immunologist in Israel, Dr. Schoenfeld, who I met at a meeting, and with some other researchers, they put together a syndrome they call the ASA syndrome, which is an autoimmune inflammatory reaction to the adjuvant. And they find that certain people who get vaccines will develop this syndrome. And it's very much like chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, some people will also have a chronic infection that never clears. So rather than just the immune reaction, they actually continue to be infected. So their immune system is ineffective at killing the virus. And so the virus remains in the body in an active state for years, this chronic smoldering infection. And so the immune system is constantly acting against this virus, attempting to kill it off, but it's unable to do so.
Well, Russell, is it always a virus or this mycoplasm or Borrelia or some of these other bacterial diseases?
Yeah, it can be any organism.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, certain organisms form latent infections. Mycoplasma is certainly one of them that's notorious for causing these latent, long-term, persistent infections. Coccidia, cytomegalovirus, HHV6, there's a whole host of bacteria, mycoplasma, fungi that can produce this chronic inflammation that goes on for years. And this is why when you find people that have this syndrome, first thing you do is you test them for all these different infectious agents to see if they have persistent infection. If they don't have any of the evidence of these persisting infections, then they probably fall into the category of either an ACE syndrome, that is the vaccine reaction, or they just have an immune system that's turned on and won't turn off. So there's kind of a mixed bag of people who have this chronic fatigue syndrome, but no matter what is actually triggering the immune system and not allowing it to shut down, the response is the same, and that's the chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, fortunately, we have some ways to reverse this. Now, with people who have the chronic persistent infection, you can treat them with certain antibiotics if it's bacterial or mycoplasma, and you can use antiviral agents, which in people who have chronic viral infection has been very successful in overcoming their chronic fatigue syndrome. The people who have immune systems that turn on and won't turn off for unknown reasons is a little bit more difficult. Medical treatment, the traditional medical treatments, have been uniformly unsuccessful in these people. But the alternative treatments seem to be infinitely more successful. For instance, one of the findings was that these people have a defect in their mitochondrial energy production. This is what produces energy in your cell. And that if you give these people coenzyme Q10 of significant proportion, will have increased energy and feel much better and have clearer minds. One interesting experiment they did is they fed people chocolate bars with 85% coca. And what they found is the people with chronic fatigue syndrome who ate the coca bars, 15 grams three times a day, got significantly better. All of their symptoms improved significantly. Now, this was a small study, but it showed that you could bring this change about, and these were patients who had not responded to any treatment. And that's because coca contains a number of flavonoid compounds that dramatically reduce inflammation. Well, fortunately, there's a whole host of these flavonoid compounds that reduce inflammation and other natural substances that do that. One of the most obvious is vitamin D3, and vitamin D3 is an immune modulator. It's not really a vitamin, it's a hormone. But the vitamin D3, what it does is it takes the immune system, and if it's overreactive, it calms it down. If it's underreactive, it makes it work more efficiently. So it's sort of the perfect compound to help modulate that immune system and get it back on course. And that seems to work well. And when they looked at people with chronic fatigue syndrome, a high percentage of them were vitamin D3 deficient. So that's a very easy thing to correct just by supplementation. Usually take something like 5,000 units a day can raise your vitamin D3 levels significantly.
And let me just comment that ordinarily people will tell you you need about 500 sunny units, and basically you need about 10 times that amount. I take that. I take a large dose, and our family does. And certainly I think the Dr. Blaylock feels that people should be taking substantial amounts of vitamin D3. It's vitally important, especially in the wintertime when we don't get the sunlight, and this is why people get the flu and get the colds. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Surgeon Dr. Blaylock. We're simply talking about all the things, there are a number of things, the flavonoids, which really do tend to help us and you to deal with this, and you need to get a list of these. And incidentally, if you don't take Dr. Russell Blaylock's newsletter, you should. As I mentioned earlier, I take it, I read it religiously. I keep them on file. We make a special copy for my wife. If you haven't read Russell's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you need to, and you need to get acquainted with these terms. And so much really, of course, comes from the use of fruits and vegetables, because these fruits and vegetables contain so many products which are really beneficial, far more beneficial than the fabulously expensive, certainly pharmaceutical products, many of which do far more harm than good. And it's unfortunate to say this, but of course, it almost sounds like you're a little paranoid, but certainly there are all sorts of products on the market that are making billions of dollars that do as I say, far more harm to the individual than the good they do. And the studies, if you see how these studies are done by the pharmaceutical industry, suddenly can go ahead and publish the favorable studies. They're not allowed, or they are not forced to publish the unfavorable studies. And many of them have a whole flock of favorable studies, unfavorable studies. They'll have one study with maybe a 10% improvement between the placebo and the product, and they're allowed to market it? Go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, these are all major problems that we're facing in the medical world. What I like to do and what I'm really interested in is natural products that can correct diseases, prevent diseases, and do so with far, far less side effects and far less expense than with the prescription drugs. Most of the drugs, in terms of inflammation, are not really that successful, and they all have a lot of serious complications. For instance, there's a medication for rheumatoid arthritis that inhibits tumor necrosis factor alpha, one of these inflammatory cytokines. But it suppresses it to such a degree that people end up with a higher risk of developing cancer and fatal infections. So that's not a very good idea. Now, there's a number of flavonoids that also suppress tumor necrosis factor alpha, but do so in a way where it doesn't over-suppress it and allows the normal amount, what you need for good health, to remain. And that's the beauty of these natural products, is most of them are not so powerful that they produce these serious side effects, but they do correct problems. Now, one of the interesting substances called N-acetyl-L-cysteine, people refer to it as NAC, N-A-C. N-acetyl-L-cysteine increases glutathione in cells, and you can think of glutathione as one of the major shields that protects your cell. We find that people who have the flu, for instance, if they take NAC, it significantly reduces the symptoms of the flu and shortens the flu. If you have any kind of viral infection or bacterial infection, NAC will help you get over it quicker or even prevent you from getting sick at all.
Now, what again? What is this specific product?
It's called N-acetyl-L-cysteine.
Okay.
You can find it in almost any health food store, order it from a natural product things over the internet. It's not that expensive. You take it with food, about 750, 900 milligrams twice a day. And it's powerful protective against cancer, protective against all sorts of inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, but particularly infections. Another product called Silymarin has been found to be very brain protective. It calms down these microglia so that you don't have an overreaction in your brain. It's also a potent cancer inhibitor and prevents the formation of cancer. And this is one of the things that attracts me to the natural products, is that they don't just do one thing. In other words, the products I've named are not just anti-inflammatories, but they're anti-cancer, they're antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. They improve insulin function. They do all sorts of things. So they're multifactorial in bringing about good health. And they have a very high safety margin for most of these things. Most of these products have been tested in very large concentrations and found to have few of any side effects. So that's one of the main attractive features of these things. Now, all of these are not just being used for things like chronic fatigue syndrome. For instance, most of the things I've named are also major players in treating cancer. They not only improve traditional cancer treatments dramatically, but they reduce the complications and side effects of traditional treatments like chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is George Wiley. Most of you now know why some people agree that miracle food soap really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops.
chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Russell was just talking about curcumin and quercetin, two flavonoids, and basically certainly in animal studies. If you gave this to animals, one had had a stroke, the other hadn't, why, of course, certainly the animals that actually took the quercetin and the curcumin, it really decreased tremendously the damage that was done by the stroke, the simulated stroke. And in fact, sometimes if they'd taken these products, you couldn't even tell they'd had a stroke. Whereas, of course, if they didn't take them, they had residual paralysis and weakness. Go right ahead, Dr. Blaylock.
Yeah, this is something that's profoundly impressive. They're now starting to do some major human studies with their curcumin and quercetin and some of the other flavonoids, to see if they get the same response in humans. But you have to realize there's a lot of difference between humans and experimental animals, even though the models try to reproduce in the animals as closely as possible the human disease. For instance, they try to make it where it looks exactly like the same type of damage for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's in these animals. But the difference in using these things in animals than in humans is animals, you control everything. You control their diet. You control the lighting in the room, the temperature, the animals that are around them, the stress level. Everything's carefully controlled. Where humans are doing a lot of destructive things at the same time. For instance, humans eat a lot of junk food. They're exposed to fats and oils that are highly inflammatory. They don't eat enough vegetables. They're consuming high fructose corn syrup, large amounts of sugar. And all of these things interfere with the effectiveness of these flavonoids. So if you took humans and you put them on a strict diet, took all the sugar, the excess sugar away, the high fructose corn syrup, changed the omega-6 fats into omega-3 fats, and had them eat less red meat and more vegetables and just a few fruits, and then you gave the curcumin in question, you most likely would see the same profound effects in the humans as you did in the animals.
Oh, should you take your curcumin, should you take that in oil and olive oil?
Yeah, as I was saying, the problem with curcumin is absorbing it, but they found that if you take the curcumin and put it in extra virgin olive oil, it increases the absorption about 11-fold. So that's a tremendous increase in absorption. Also, mixing it with pepper, pepperine, inside of the pepper dramatically increases the absorption of curcumin. So, you know, it's interesting if you, for instance, if you look at the Indian population, which uses a lot of turmeric and cumin in their diet, they mix it with pepper. And what we see is that the incidence of Alzheimer's disease in India is about 4.4-fold lower than it is in the rest of the world. So just that low dose of curcumin from their turmeric is dramatically reducing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease.
Before we go on, Russell, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can subscribe to your newsletter, because certainly I really think your newsletter does a tremendous amount of good. I look forward to it coming every month, and I would hope that lots of people would actually seriously consider subscribing to it. I have no proprietary interest in it one way or the other, other than this one time I was asked to write that newsletter, and suddenly I'm glad I didn't. First of all, I'm not well enough versed in these things, and you do such a wonderful job with that. Suddenly I think it's probably one of the best things Chris Ruddy puts out. But I would like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and how they could subscribe to the newsletter if they'd like to.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, I've kind of given up my website. My son is running the website through his internet connection, and it's www.blaylockhealthchannel.com. What we're doing on there is I do a weekly podcast, which is about a 15 to 20 minute discussion of some subjects such as this every week, kind of bring people up to date to what's being discovered about these things. So that would be the best way. You can get the newsletter through that website as well, and books and other things that my son is handling. But it's www.blaylockhealthchannel.com.
BlaylockHealthChannel.com. Okay, fine. Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want to put that information out. So sometimes we get to the end of the program. I suddenly realized I forgot to get some of the important information out. You go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, as I was saying, the impressive studies that we're seeing in the animals and all of these things, whether it's head trauma or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, strokes, all of them are showing dramatic responses to these flavonoids, and particular combinations of flavonoids mixed with vitamins and minerals. We can't forget the vitamins and minerals, particularly the B vitamins. Now, what a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of physicians don't understand, is that when you're under stress, for instance, you're involved in a car accident, or you're going to have major surgery, or you just work a job that's extremely stressful, the B vitamins, the water-soluble vitamins, the vitamin C, are very rapidly depleted from all your tissues and organs. That leaves you vulnerable to a lot of disorders, and your cells begin to weaken. And then if you're further assaulted by a virus or injury or surgery, you're less able to tolerate it, and you run a higher risk of complications or even death from that. A good example would be every flu season we hear about people dying from the flu. Well, actually what's happening to these people, they're dying from what's called a cytokine storm. And what happens is their body is weakened, particularly their immune system, so that when they're exposed to the flu, their immune system overreacts in an inflammatory way. So it's producing a tremendous amount of inflammation and free radicals, but it's not sufficient to kill the virus or the infection. And what this does is that it makes you very weak. It damages your organs. It damages your heart, damages your brain. And if that happens repeatedly, it increases your risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, all of these diseases, and you run the risk of having heart attacks, heart failure from this intense inflammatory reaction. And the beauty of these flavonoids and using the vitamin mixtures is that you can repair a lot of that damage, strengthen your cells so they can resist it. For instance, with the cytokine storm, they found a couple of cases of people who were near death on respirators. And they gave them a high-dose intravenous vitamin C, and they made a complete and very rapid recovery. The people that are dying are not being given this vitamin C or the other vitamins. The dietary response is being totally ignored. The drugs are not going to save them. So that's just a good example of the tremendous ability to save lives.
Oh, no, I noticed, I wanted just to check. Now, ordinarily, most people say, well, I take a multivitamin, you know, I take 500 units of vitamin D3, and I take 500 units of vitamin C. But are these doses adequate? In other words, don't people have to really take fairly substantial doses of these in the multivitamin? Do they really get enough of these vitamins, or should they be taking, for instance, let's say you stress the importance of C and of D and of E, and certainly the B vitamins and even A. Should they really be taking large doses of these, or can you get enough in an average multivitamin?
Well, just to use an example, vitamin D, the usual dose was recommended, RDA, is 400 international units. So they tested a large number of people to see what that would do to the blood level of vitamin D. It didn't raise the blood level at all. Couldn't even detect it. So the amount that was being recommended by the government, the health agencies, was doing people no good at all, and they remained deficient in vitamin D. They found it takes at least 1,000 units of vitamin D, and for most people, 2,000, to raise the level in the blood to any substantial degree, and that to correct significant deficiencies takes as much as 5,000, sometimes 10,000. It's a good idea to get your blood level tested before you start supplementation, and then after you've been on it for about 3 weeks to a month, get retested. Because you don't want to have too high a blood level. You want to keep it somewhere between 75 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. That's a good example of getting that level up proper. Now, B vitamins are completely innocuous. There's no toxicity at any level of B vitamins. So you can take as much thiamine, riboflavin as you want to. Now, the only one that has caused problems is vitamin B6. But only if you use the non-functional form. There's a paradoxical 5-phosphate, which is the kind your body uses, and it doesn't seem to be toxic even in the higher doses. So most of the B vitamins are completely innocuous. Vitamin B12, folic acid, these are innocuous vitamins. Vitamin C, there's no known toxic dose. Most people have limits to how much they can absorb. So if you take, say, 10 grams, people will start getting diarrhea because you've reached the limit of the ability to absorb the vitamin C. And so everybody has a different limit. Some can absorb more than others. If you're deficient, you absorb a lot more. So you could do it that way. Another way is they have a special form of vitamin C that's microencapsulated with a phospholipid. It's called lipospheric vitamin C. And this one you can absorb in very high concentrations, 10 to 30,000 milligrams of vitamin C without the diarrhea. I usually recommend that for people that are having a hard time with flu or some infection or a lot of stress, they can take this form of vitamin C, get very high blood levels, and it's high enough to kill most viruses and prevent the cytokine storm. Vitamin A itself can cause some toxicity in very high concentrations, things like 50,000 units. Most of the time what you want to do is take mixed carotenoids. Now, there's no toxic dose of mixed carotenoids. What happens is the beta carotene, for instance, is one of the carotenoids, and it's converted to vitamin A in your body, but it'll only convert enough that you need and not so much that it's toxic. So that's the safest way to take beta carotene and get your vitamin A level. Take it as mixed carotenoids, which you could buy as a supplement. Vitamin E is another one people need to be very careful about, not because of toxicity, but because most of what's sold is could only be described as junk vitamin. They sell DL alpha tocopherol, which is poorly absorbed and has very little activity as vitamin E. The D alpha tocopherol acetate is also not well absorbed and not as efficient as an antioxidant. The natural form of vitamin E in nature is composed of four different types of tocopherol and four tocotrienol, eight different types together. So we call those mixed tocopherol tocotrienol. And you could just ask for natural vitamin E. The reason you want that is because all of these different forms of vitamin E has a specific function in the body. It's well absorbed. It enters the brain very easily. And it has the highest antioxidant and anti-cancer potential. The gamma E, which is part of this, is the only part that's anti-inflammatory, but it's very powerfully anti-inflammatory. Vitamin C and E work together. I frequently talk to people about the antioxidant network. Your body has a whole host of antioxidants. It has the vitamins and minerals. Like magnesium and zinc, which are antioxidants, all your B vitamins, your C, your E, your carotenoids, they all make up this network. And then your body has a lot of antioxidant enzymes, like superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione peroxidase. And these also interact with the vitamins. So as a network, as all these things working together, that's how you get the most powerful antioxidant effect. You are never meant to take a single antioxidant. And that's the flaw of 90% of the research that's been done. They treat vitamins and minerals and nutrition as they do a drug. So you want to test a drug, you use just that drug and see what it does. Well, you can't do that with nutritional supplements because they work together. You have to take them together. So the more that you enter mix these things, for instance, the flavonoids, curcumin, quercetin, ferulic acid, silymarin, they interact, they become more powerful. We call that synergism. And they interact with the vitamins, they restore the vitamins' antioxidant capacity. And so this network activity is what gives you the most powerful protection in your body. So that this is why we see a lot of these experiments where they use a very poor form of vitamin E and they just give vitamin E and they report that it didn't do any good or that it was toxic or they saw some untoward reaction. It's because they don't understand how biological systems work with nutrition. Your fats are very important because fats are highly inflammatory if you're eating the wrong one. Humans eat too much omega-6 fats. It's things like corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, and soybean oil. All of these oils dramatically increase inflammation in your body. And studies have shown that the average American is consuming about 50 times more than they should. And that produces a state of constant inflammation in your body. So if you're eating all of these fats, particularly if you combine it with sugar, it puts you in a state where if you get an infection or an injury, you're much more likely to be damaged by it and have more difficulty recovering from it.
But on the other hand, the omega-3 Sydney fats are vitally important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're anti-inflammatory, and things like GLA, which happens to be an omega-6, but it's a special one, it's anti-inflammatory. So if you mix it, GLA with the omega-3, you get a very good anti-inflammatory effect. And that's what's used in the body. DHA component of omega-3, which makes up most of the cell membrane. So it's a very important component of cell membrane, particularly the brain. The brain has very high levels of DHA normally.
Okay, well, of course, our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we only got a few moments more. But this is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to begin thinking along these lines. And, of course, so much of this has to do with a proper diet as well, although some of these supplements you really need to have.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Russell was just saying off air that some, you have to understand we're dealing with a profits of hundreds of billions of dollars a year for the pharmaceutical industry. And basically the last thing they want is for you to really understand the proper diet and nutrition would actually do away with most of the diseases. If you were taking proper supplements and eating properly, we would not see the diseases that we have. I mean, 100 years ago, cancer was rare. Today, certainly one in every three women get cancer, and one in every two men will get cancer. These things aren't happening by accident. Let me suggest we have an excellent four CD set of my previous interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We carry a DVD when Dr. Blaylock came to visit us, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We carry Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife uses it sort of like a Bible, keeps it on hand there, and certainly whenever there's a question, she goes to it. We have his other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and his book, Excitotoxins. He's written three books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and Excitotoxins That Taste It Kills, goes into the background of the MSG and the aspartame that they're on the market. Aspartame's in 14,000 products. It breaks down into formaldehyde and certainly methyl alcohol. There's no safe dose. They know that. But, of course, the people work for the government, and you want to keep your job, you keep your mouth shut. And if you try to come forward and tell the truth, you'll be called a whistleblower, and you will be discredited and destroyed, and you'll be blacklisted and never get another job again. So do you really want to tell the truth? Or do you want to have to go off and live in hiding in some other country because you had the courage to tell the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, in a free country, well, unfortunately, when you've got billions of dollars at stake, you're going to do everything you can to suppress the truth. You need to get the material that we have from Dr. Blaylock, his DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, his 4-CD set. In fact, if you'd like to get a copy of tonight's talk, well worthwhile listening to a number of times. And then his three books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, a great big book, but very important. It must be 500 pages. And then Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and then Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills. We do have a 4-CD set on excitotoxins. We have a 4-CD set on magnesium. Now, most people are deficient in magnesium. And, of course, these are all things I personally take. Supplementary vitamin D3, and incidentally, we carry a line of health products just because we think they're important. Many of the things we take ourselves, they're put out by a fine and reputable Christian drug manufacturer that we have total confidence in. They come out under our name over our product line, but they're basically put out by a very reliable Christian company, and you can get the information by calling 1-800-544-8927. Any of the books, tape sets, DVDs, videos. In fact, we have a DVD. Betty Martini came and talked to our group on aspartame. And suddenly you just call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to understand that they're poisoning the American people. For instance, Lipitor, that's the name. Here's a multi-billion dollar product to lower your cholesterol. And basically, cholesterol does not produce heart disease. It's the calcification of the arteries that does. If you go over on the internet, you can find this. Of course, if you read the things that are put out by the producers of Lipitor, they'll tell you how vitally important. To get the cholesterol level down, when I went to medical school, 280 was the correct figure. Now it's down less than 100, down to 150, and doing far more harm than good. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, a multi-billion dollar scam, but then nobody's going to tell you. Suddenly the media is not going to tell you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful. Thank you.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Arlene Kula, who is the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum, and basically, Arlene has written extensively on Common Core. And we carry her book on Common Core. We carry her DVD on Common Core, a talk she gave for us. And you need to get Arlene's material because this is really a truly a diabolical program that is aimed at damaging our children. Why would anybody want to damage our children? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are evil and wicked people out there. They really, of course, want to destroy their belief in God and family and country. Why do you think it is that certainly the majority of our children don't believe in God, that by the time they leave a college, probably by suddenly after a year of college, suddenly the less than 10% still believe in God. They know exactly what they're doing. They're using the educational system to undermine our children, because, of course, the ultimate goal is to establish a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and, of course, that will exclude Christianity. And they're using the educational program to program our children to become little global citizens. And they're dumbing them down progressively. But I'm going to let Arlene tell you about this incredible program. It's called Common Core. Go right ahead, Arlene.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be back with you. Well, you've given a really good introduction to it. Hopefully by now, most of your radio audience have finally heard something about this. A year ago, they were still keeping it so hush-hush. The vast majority of Americans still didn't know what it is. But now we see it in all of our schools being implemented.
Did I understand that governor of one of the states, I think it was Indiana or something, actually assigned legislation to exclude Common Core? Did that happen?
That happened yesterday. It's very exciting. Indiana actually was able to put it on hold a year ago. He signed legislation to put it on hold while they finally were able to have some hearings about it, because all of our states had no hearings. We had no knowledge this was even happening. It really was put into our schools by stealth and deception. They bypassed Congress. Obama went straight to the governors, got them to sign on with a bribe and enticement.
By bribe, they actually offered him money. You know, if you borrow you may get a lot of money if you go into this. What about other countries? So have other countries embraced this, or some of them are just saying they don't want this?
It is really going on across the world, and that's their goal. They use various names for it, so it's not always called Common Core, but I am now writing a new book about this, and I have in my book several letters that have come from people overseas, and they're saying we're seeing the exact same thing that you are describing. It just has a different name. And so this is a global plan. This is the plan to have all of our children around the world totally under the thumb of big government, so they can be better indoctrinated into what the ruling elite would like them to know.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive movement. Subversion means basically trying to do away with sovereignty, and that's exactly what this is. Oh my goodness, look at those wicked communists over there. They want to take away our freedom. The enemy is not in Russia. Putin is certainly a phony, as part of the KGB. We finance the KGB, work with the CIA all along, certainly. But we create these enemies, so we focus the attention of the American people overseas. The enemy is here, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a subversive movement to destroy the faith of our children in God and in family and country. And they're doing a great job. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this, Dr. Stan, and suddenly this is a worldwide program for education. They want world education, of course, here in America. It's federal education. And basically, of course, they're getting the various states, governors have signed on to this because they get massive amounts of money, or they might get massive amounts of money, without even understanding this is a subversive program aimed at dumbing down our children. They've adopted this. And, of course, basically, the children then have a computer. Education comes in over the computer. The teacher no longer teaches. They simply keep order in the schoolroom. They don't actually direct what the child learns. That is all predetermined. And basically, of course, they're undermining mathematics. They're undermining reading. They're undermining belief in God and family and country. They really want to create little global citizens and want to control the minds of our children. This is a subversive program, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody has the courage to call it subversive, and yet that's what its purpose is to turn out global citizens. And we're to think globally, not as Americans. And they're doing a good job, and this is what they're doing to the minds of our children. And most young people don't know, and the parents don't know what they're doing to their children. But as far as morality is concerned, you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that 42% of all children born in America, that are white children, are born out of wedlock. I think it's 52% of Hispanic children, 72% of Mexican children. The end result of this effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, this didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. And I believe we're dealing with truly evil people who have an evil agenda, and the fact that nobody will call it subversive simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over the what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Arlene.
You have described it very well, and if you are able to look at the new curriculum for Common Core, there is so much immoral literature that is called Common Core aligned and approved. And one of those books is called The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, which is just a horrible book about rape scenes. And this poor little black girl ends up mentally insane because of been raped by so many of her own family. And just for any child, they have to read such things. But this is what they are recommending and actually having them do in the classroom. And then what you mentioned about them no longer being taught true American history and thinking that we shouldn't be a sovereign nation anymore, that we should be global citizens. What little bit of American history they give, they start out talking about we the people when they're talking about the Constitution, but they don't go any farther than that. And they say, well, let's take a look at who our founding fathers were really talking about when they mentioned we the people. It didn't include blacks. It didn't include American Indians. It didn't include women. So we the people were just a very limited group of white upper class, and not all the people were able to be considered in that. It was only those who owned property. So it starts off teaching the kids a bias against our founding fathers right off the bat. Only a little bit of the Constitution is even read. Only the First Amendment is taught. They totally leave out the Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. They don't want them to know that they ever had the right to own guns or that the states are supposed to have rights and jurisdiction over anything that's not written in the Constitution, like education. So it's just amazing the bias that is being taught. And then so much of it is then informational text, which is even worse because they only have them reading things like Obama's energy plan, all this wacky information about Common Core, about global warming, and about they're promoting teachers' unions. So the children are getting a very biased, propagandized viewpoint of American history and the world.
And the average individual doesn't understand what's going on. You're never going to get this out of the controlled media. The newspapers aren't going to tell you this. Now, what are they doing to math? Because I think it's so important. Math is one of the most important things, reading, writing, and arithmetic. What have they done to the math that's being taught in our schools?
It is unbelievable. My son, who is a CPA, was shown the math that his wife is having to teach in the third grade, and he said, wow, had I been taught such wacky math, I would never have gone on to become a CPA. I would have hated this. And that's exactly what the reaction is from so many young students. I was speaking to a man who's running for the assembly just today, and he was telling me about his eighth grade son. They're teaching him fractions without ever having taught him any multiplication or division. And of course, it's confusing. No one can understand fractions without a little bit of background in multiplication and division. And then what they do teach, they don't have to memorize anymore. They're going back to the old philosophy that drill kills. So if you drill a student and have them memorize all of with flashcards, all of these math facts, that's old-fashioned. Then they're using something called the lattice method when they do teach multiplication. So instead of a simple three-digit multiplied by a two-digit number and you line them up and carry the one, you have to draw this strange-looking lattice formation, put the numbers all in that, and you multiply across. And it's absolutely the most confusing, strange thing. So it takes maybe 15 or 20 minutes to do a problem that used to take in you could figure it out in less than a minute. Then they're supposed to write an essay about everything they do and pretend that they're explaining this to their sweet little aunt or grandmother or someone. The kids just hate it. Most of the mathematicians are not really the best writers. So who wants to write an essay about your math problem? Anyway, my son was just disgusted. And, you know, if any CPA tried to use such math, it would take so much longer. Well, of course, they have calculuses, but if they, their calculus was down that day, it would just be ridiculous. And that's, I think they're deliberately dumbing great mathematicians down, so we won't even have these mathematicians anymore. Part of Common Core, the, well, it's, as I mentioned, underground goal is to have global citizens. Another goal is to create social justice. They love to use that word, even in the math classroom. The math objective is to create social justice. Well, to them, social justice is dumbing everyone down. Then you are all equally dumb, and you don't have to have one group higher than another. And then we have a nice socially just world, except for the elite. And the children of the elite get to go on to special schools where they will not be taught Common Core.
And I think they have to understand that for the elite, they'll go to special schools. Now, for the average child, for you underclass, you common people, we're not going to actually even have calculus in high school. I mean, when I went to school 60 years ago, we had calculus in high school, but they're not going to be allowed now because, of course, they're going to put algebra off until the ninth grade, and then a geometry and trigonometry after that, and by the time you get done with that, why, you're ready for college, and suddenly, but then, of course, you're going to be lose time in college when you should have had calculus in high school, or you're not going to be able to get it until you get to college, and, of course, they're going to dumb down the colleges. They know exactly what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, these are evil and wicked people, and yet, of course, why aren't we hearing about this on television? Why aren't we hearing this on much of talk radio, except maybe alternative talk radio? And you're certainly never going to read about it in your local newspapers, because they, most of them are controlled by the very people who are part and parcel of this effort to dumb down the American public. Go right ahead, Odine. What sort of response are you getting as you try to get this word out, and how are you getting the information out?
Well, before I answer that, let me say that what does come out in the local newspaper is always in favor of it and how wonderful it is. And I've written so many letters to the editor in our newspaper. They've never been published. So you only see what the controlled media wants you to see, just as you said. Well, we are having an amazing response. My book was published in December of 2012, and last year I spoke close to 80 different occasions across the state, also in three meetings in Idaho and also in Utah, but it was mainly both the Southern, Central, and Northern California, and now we have groups wherever I have spoken that have risen up on their own, so many different websites for local groups fighting Common Core. It's really exciting. So they don't have to have me come and speak anymore. They have their own experts right there where they are. And I'm just so impressed with how these people have been able to dig and do their own research, and it helped to read my book. And even some of the school boards have, well, a few members have come on board fighting this. But it's so difficult because the school boards are getting their funding for going along with it. And if they say no, there goes their funding.
And basically, we actually carry a DVD of Arlene talking at one of our conferences. We carry Arlene's book. We think it's vitally important you understand the subversive movement, and it is a subversive movement, and it's in our schools, and the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not suddenly over in the Middle East today. The enemy is right here, working right out of Washington, D.C., using federal funds to force local communities to go along with this subversive movement, to dumb down our patient, our children, and destroy their love of God and of family and country. And the fact that you're not hearing about this through regular channels, it's called Common Core. Common Core, it's a curriculum. It's a subversive curriculum. And it is being implemented all across America. Now, the fact that the governor of Indiana signed legislation to do away with it, believe me, all the pressure in the world will be put on this. The people here have unlimited amounts of money because, of course, it's funded with your federal tax dollars. They simply go out and they borrow $1 trillion a year so they can fund the destruction of America. and destroy the American dream. We'll be back in a moment with Arlene Kula.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Arlene is certainly talking about the whole Common Core concept. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Arlene was simply saying that the certainty, well, Bill Gates is one of the major funders of this whole Common Core curriculum. That is what most people who won't understand is why he's doing what he's doing. Incidentally, he's bought up a number of the local newspapers. I live in the Central Coast of California, where he owns the San Jose Mercury, our local newspaper, a newspaper over on the other side of the county, three local newspapers. Why is he doing that? Why, of course, so he can control what the people in these areas think, and you're never going to read the truth in these newspapers he controls. Now, why does Bill Gates do that? Well, I suggest you go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you have the Internet. Look up the Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S Trust. And then, of course, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, but it's called the Lucis Trust today. And look and see who funds the Lucis Trust today. And certainly some of the front organizations are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are funding some of the front organizations for the Lucis Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And basically what they're doing, of course, the purpose of education really, in large part, is to destroy faith in God, and certainly to destroy faith in God and family and country, and to destroy faith in America. And they're doing a great job of it. And our young people today, when they're coming out of school, consider themselves not American citizens. They consider themselves world citizens. And that, of course, where their loyalty is. And, of course, it's turning away from the foundations upon which this country was made. As they focus our attention on the threat over in the Ukraine and the fact that the Crimea is going to break away from the Ukraine just because the people there voted us in the overwhelmingly in favor of it. And they tell us, oh, well, it wasn't a fair vote. They didn't give them the right, they didn't give them the right questions as we had. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, what they want to do is focus your attention elsewhere so you don't see what's happening in America. If you have a question for Arlene, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Arlene is on the front lines of this battle. You'll want to get her book. You'll want to get the DVD of the talk she gave here to the of Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, so what sort of response you mentioned, Orlean, that there is a growing awareness there, but suddenly they've actually placed their people on a lot of the school boards. I know a few of the people on the school boards oppose this, but my impression is that ordinarily they've taken a long time to get their people onto the school boards who go along with that. Do you sometimes have a feeling that the people on the school boards and the majority of them are not impartial?
Oh, well, it depends. Kind of what region you live in. Fortunately, in Orange County, California, there are some good school board members who are very opposed to this and are vocal in speaking out against it. We actually have a member of the Travis United School Board here in Northern California who also is very vocal, and she started Parents and Educators Against Common Core Standards, a Facebook place that she now has over 18,000 people who have joined her on that Facebook page. So you'll find a few school board members who are very, very much on our side, but they're kind of few and far between. They're very concerned, the school district, about losing their funding. But I was just starting to tell you about the assessment test that is starting right now, because this is a very vital part of Common Core. In California, they've told us we're not going to really score those tests. This is just kind of a trial run this year. But it's costing billions of dollars for this trial run. I think it's something like $1.2 billion. And you wonder, why would they go through all that effort if it's just a little trial and we're not even going to record the scores or even keep track of them? It's because this is how they're collecting the most data on our children, is by this big assessment test.
I see. Now, will there be and what are these tests? I mean, are they getting their attitude? Is this what they're doing?
Exactly. It's a psychological test that is testing for the children's attitude, to see how politically correct they are, to see how willing they're going to go along with all of this. And it is how they're collecting enormous data that's also, because of the essay questions that these children will be having to respond to, so many of that will be revealing their private lives, their what life is like for them at home. And then they are going to be
collecting files on everybody. We'll be right back, just like they do in Russia.
That's right.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question for Orlene, but basically, of course, Orlene was just talking about, it was Chula Vista, I think that was the place, but anyway, they were going to have the very high government official come. Now, basically, they're putting out all these assessment tests. They're collecting it. They tell you, we're not even going to grade them. No, they're collecting information on your children, and they're compiling that information. They're actually selling that information on your children and on you. And then in Chula Vista, they were going to have, was that the Secretary of Education who was coming to speak?
Arne Duncan was coming in.
Okay, fine. And what was this all about? That was something that was going to cost $20,000 to fix
the school? They wanted to make sure everything was perfect for him. They needed to build a stage where he could speak, and they needed to repaint the schoolhouse and have lots of banners and beautiful flags and balloons. And I think they also needed to fix the roof. I can't remember, but they needed lots of money to do that, and they didn't have it. And so where were they going to get it? The superintendent, in one of these emails that a reporter discovered, said, "That's all right, we will just sell the data on our students and be able to raise the money."
We will just sell the data on our students, and then, of course, that's a, not only the debt on the students, but of course it gets to be a debt on the parents. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what sort of thing that is really going on, not imaginary, but very, very real today. And basically, of course, a lot of the school districts are going along with this because they're getting free federal money. Where do you think the federal money comes from? Why, of course, it comes from the federal government. Where's the federal government getting the money? They're simply borrowing the money because they don't have it. And so our children and our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, are going to be paying back this debt. It'll never be paid back. The whole system's coming down. They know that. They want to destroy this country. There really are subversive elements within this country. This is a subversive movement. And nobody has the courage to say it. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the state of Washington. I think this is the Ron who's a teacher. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment on the Common Core program?
I have many comments. I agree with Mrs. Cayley 100%. This Common Core is where the federal government borrows money, which is really selling our children into slavery, and uses this money to buy them from us so that they can indoctrinate them. And this Common Core is pushed by some of our biggest multinational corporations. We got a magazine from ExxonMobil. They're big supporters of it. In fact, the CEO, one of the big shots, wrote a two-page article about why we need Common Core. And we don't need Common Core. They want it to entice to take our kids so they can indoctrinate them into globalism and all the lunacy of some of the latest of the avant-garde type is trying to shove down our throats. They want to take our kids away from us. I have some anecdotes since I've been on the front lines as well. You worry about people not teaching calculus to our high school kids. Many of the high school kids don't know their multiplication table. I can attest to that fact personally, having taught some of the classes. And they're getting ready for, I was preparing this one group of high school students for their big end of course exam, and I was trying to explain how to do some of these calculations, and one of the paraeducators said, we don't have time to teach them their multiplication tables, just to show them what buttons to push on their calculator.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what is really going on in America today. Now, Ron is no amateur. He actually ran for the state superintendent of schools. Wasn't that a position you ran for?
Yeah, yes, sir. And also ran for local school board.
Oh, okay.
But, I still in the – I really prefer to work with students rather than work with crooks or bureaucrats. Students are much better to work with.
Well, I know, but I appreciate the fact you are willing to do that. Well, anything else you'd like to say, or do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I support what she's doing 100%, but I was teaching with a fellow. I substituted for him, and I got to talk with him. He was a science teacher, and he said, boy, he said, you ought to watch what this Common Core is going to do with evolution. They're really going to be pushing evolution. In fact, I've read some of these textbooks said, you know, that global warming, and they really push global warming as well.
Well, this whole environmentalism, because the solution to environmentalism is more government control over every aspect of our lives, lowering our living standards, using less electricity, installing smart meters. One reason for the smart meters is to run up the cost of electricity. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to lower our living standards here and raise the living standards throughout the world, and they have. The most amazing thing is what they've done in China, a third world country 20 years ago today, the second largest economy in the world, with all sorts of millionaires who have raised the living standards dramatically, as in every aspect, as they look progressively lower the living standards here and put us further and further into debt and destroy the moral fabric of what was once a Christian nation. Cool. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. I did write a letter to the editor about evolution, and it did get published. If you give me a minute, I could read it.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, evolution, bracket, noun. Number one, the pseudoscientific anti-God religion of death that by Supreme Court edict has become the unofficial state religion of the United States. Two, a thoroughly bankrupt belief that violates the first and second laws of thermodynamics, the law of biogenesis, and the law of genetics by stating that, quote, in the beginning there was nothing, then nothing exploded, creating all matter and energy, which then organized itself, formed life, and eventually generated all life forms, including humans, unquote. Three, the philosophical foundation of fascism, Nazism, racism, communism, and humanism. Four, a creed that contradicts the statement in the United States Declaration of Independence that all people, quote, are created, are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Five, greatest fraud in the history of science, even greater than the, quote, man-made global warming, unquote, hoax. Six, a philosophy that has caused so much human suffering and death that a more appropriate spelling is evolution, E-V-I-L-lution. I got an awful lot of comments about that, by the way, as you can imagine.
Well, but I mean, how can you say, though, that there's no global warming? I mean, all we need to do is look and see what's happening in America as the heat wave sweeps across America, or maybe it's the freezing weather across America. Arlene, do you have a comment at all on what Ron is saying?
No, but I'm really proud of him for standing up and doing this, especially as a teacher. We need so many more teachers in this battle. And I do know that they call it the next generation science standards, and they are exactly what he said, full of evolution, full of global warming, never for a moment even giving a tiny hint that this is not exact science. And it used to always be taught that evolution was a theory, now it's a fact, and yet they don't really have any evidence for it. But just indoctrination and brainwashing our children will come out of our schools totally being believers in evolution and in global warming.
And basically, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough and you're never allowed to hear the other side, why, of course, the children will believe, and it may take them years and years to unlearn what they learned in school, or that intensely dumbing down our children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yes, sir. Invariably, especially when I'm teaching high school kids, they'll ask me about the Illuminati and CFR and things like that.
Well, at least maybe they're listening to our program up there, because you teach in Washington. We have a wonderful audience up there, and a unique opportunity to talk to them 3 hours a day. Thanks to the support of our listeners all across America who help us maintain our network. God bless you, Ron, and thanks very much. Bye-bye. Okay, well, go right ahead. Orlene, I hated to interrupt what you were saying, but Ron suddenly is on the front lines of the battle, and I should comment that Arlene is the teacher as well. She worked as a substitute. Are you still working? Are you spending full time trying to expose this subversive movement?
I'm spending full time trying to expose this. I officially retired 2 years ago, but I have lots of contact with teachers, and so I still am very much aware of what's going on in the classroom.
How do the teachers feel about this? I mean, does the average teacher understand? Is the average teacher concerned? Or is the average teacher simply going along to get along?
I think the teachers who are older and have really seen the big changes in education over the years, they know that this is the ultimate bad education, and many of them are just ending up retiring early because they're so disgusted. Some of them have actually spoken out and have been told, we're sorry, if you continue to do this, you're going to lose your job. And so some of them have just resigned. And the younger teachers coming out of our universities are being so poorly educated themselves to really know what our history is or know what education used to be like. So they're going along with it. Some are going along with it just out of fear because they know that not only is data being collected on the students, but also on them. And if they dared to say that this is the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life, they would be listed as not being innovative, not being willing to go along with new ideas, not being a good team player. So many of them are going along with it just out of fear of losing their jobs.
And what terrible it is when a teacher has to live in fear of telling the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, when you work for government, why you live in fear? And if you do tell the truth, they'll come after you. And basically, of course, you signed it. So I don't know about teachers, but I know that many government jobs, you sign a secrecy agreement. You agree never to tell the truth. And if you do tell the truth, you will be targeted. You'll be tracked down. You'll be fired. You'll be blacklisted. You can get into all sorts of problems telling the truth in America today, because the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not certainly in the Muslim countries. The enemy is here. And, of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to destroy freedom throughout the world and to destroy God, belief in God and family, and the sovereignty of the individual nations. And actually, we are replacing governments throughout the world. We're replacing the government in Libya. We're replacing the government in Tunisia. We're replacing the government in Egypt. We've already replaced the government in Iraq. We've already replaced the government, certainly, in Afghanistan. We replaced the government in Iran back in 1959. We're replacing the government in Syria. We're financing the terrorists over there. We're killing the Christians and raping the Christians and burning the Christian towns in Syria. And where is the outcry from the Christians in America? I wonder what God feels about our Christian leaders in this country. Orlean, go right ahead.
Well, now that you bring up Christianity, that's the other thing. There's been a really good book called The Story Killers by Terrence O'Moore, and he's a teacher that teaches at Hillsdale College, and in his book, he brings out how they attack our founding fathers and to it, the fact that they were Christians. They do not bring that out at all. They talk nothing about God as the founding of this nation. They talk nothing about, in fact, the pilgrims, nothing about the truth, why they were coming. It is just amazing how our history has been distorted with Common Core. They do not want our children to even think that this is a Christian nation. It was established on Christian values. So that's just another reason why Common Core needs to be opposed and stopped, because they truly are not only teaching horrible immorality in some of the books, but anything that has to do with God and our founding fathers and Christian principles is just left out.
And ladies and gentlemen, if they just can destroy the religious foundation of this country, they can destroy this country. You cannot have a system where you have liberty and limited government. If you have immoral people, you destroy the religious foundation of this country. Why, you begin to have a less moral country, and then you have to increase the power of government, and you have increasing crime, and you have increasing violence, and of course you have increasing lawlessness, and you have more and more people being sent to prison, just like we have in America today. We have more people in prison today in the United States than they have in communist China. I wonder what this foretells. I tell you, one in every 33 adult males is prison, probation, or parole in the United States today. One in every three young black men, 21 to 29, is in prison, probation, or parole today. And it didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent, but that's another story. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've only got a few more minutes, Orlean. I want you to share your thoughts on what the listeners out there, if they are concerned about Common Core, and they should be, what they can do to help you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your information.
Well, you can go to our website, cuacc.org.
Now, one more time, very slowly, because you have to speak slowly so people will can write it down.
So it stands for Californians United Against Common Core, and you just take the first letter of each of that and write CUACC.org.
California's United Against Common Core. Is that right?
That's right. And on that website, you'll find a petition that you can just sign online, or you can download it and gather signatures. You can also find this opt-out form so you can get out of the assessment. If it is starting this week for you, you need to do it right away. Or if it's starting in May, as it is for many parts of California, you have a little bit of time. But you need to turn that in and let your school principal as well as the school district know that you do not want your children taking this assessment test, because that's where all the data will be collected on your child.
And basically they're collecting dossiers just like they have in any fascist or communist society, collecting dossiers on the children. And of course, whatever they write will be part of their permanent record. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the parents to know. And the average parent can't believe this. And certainly in parts of the state where there's well-organized opposition, why, of course, the parents are certainly getting those assessment forms and turning them in. In your area, probably, the media's controls. You're not going to hear about this. And you're certainly not going to hear about it through regular television, radio, or newspapers, certainly, because, of course, they are rigidly controlled. We don't have an open society. If you haven't read The New Media Monopoly, the book The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who studied the control of the media for 30 years, of course, he's a liberal Democrat, doesn't matter. His book is excellent. We recommend it. We want people to understand. Our guest is Arlene Kohler, and she's on the front lines of this battle. K-O-E-H-L-E. Go to her website, get her information. Help us to get the truth out.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. By all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Two. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
This is Dr. Stan. Arlene certainly is on the front lines of this battle, and there is growing certainly opposition to Common Core, the Republican organizations, the Tea Party, other groups are taking a stand against it. Certainly Eagle Forum that Arlene leads here in California is against it, and there's a growing opposition across America. The fact that you're not hearing about it through regular channels simply reflects the degree of control that exists across America on what the American people think and believe. Parting thought, Arlene, then we'll let you go.
Just want to let our listening audience know how wonderful it is that we still have you on the air, Dr. Stan, and we need to pray for your good health and pray for your ministry.
God bless you. I appreciate that. We need all the prayers we can get. God bless and thanks so much.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Arlene Coolum. And basically, this is the time when I do need to mention that we do carry Arlene's book on Common Core. We do have DVD of Arlene talking on Common Core, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a couple of CDs or talks with Arlene, you can call us and tell our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The term is Common Core. Just remember Communist Core because that's what it's all about. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in Beijing. Because, of course, both of those are intimately being helped today by the people in Washington, D.C. The enemy is certainly not over, certainly in Baghdad or in certainly in Damascus. The enemy is right in Washington, D.C. And in New York City at 58-68th Street in New York, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, the most powerful subversive organization in the United States today. And nobody wants to call it subversive. And yet, of course, its whole purpose is to do away with the national sovereignty of America. And that, of course, is a subversive goal. And nobody will mention that. Of course, we have another front organization, the Trilateral Commission. And they were organized certainly in 1973. It's not coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Barack Hussein Obama doesn't belong, but of course, when he became president, certainly of the initial small cadre he had, 11 of them came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, which only has about 85 members of the North American chapter. Do you honestly believe that's something by coincidence or that between that period of 1977 to the year 2009, certainly 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12, pardon me, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense, 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Bank, and certainly 8 of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, just all happened to come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, that has never had more than 87 members of the North American chapter. Do you honestly believe that's coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a small subversive group that controls both political parties. They control the media. They have their people planted in the military. They control the 6 major banks. They control 67% of our financial assets. They control directly or indirectly the 100 top corporations in America. They certainly control the 6 major media outlets that control 67% of what goes on. So, pardon me, they control 90% of the media outlets, and it's the 6 major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our nation. We're just about out of time. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow night at the same time, we'll be back again. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. from the mountain to the prairie.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, another day of Find the Truth. That is, if you can. We're going to give you as many, they say, the rogue government says, as many different black holes to run down, and let's see who can figure it out. It's kind of like what I think they're doing. Who is smart?